tension is growing. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. An Air Force F-22 fighter jet shooting down the Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina Saturday. The Navy taking charge of collecting the balloon's debris. Meanwhile, the Chinese balloon situation prompting U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's scheduled trip to China to be postponed. Fox's Ryan Chilcote has more.
Secretary Blinken was set to arrive in Beijing Sunday. That's, of course, not happening anymore. It would have been the first high-level meeting since China's President Xi and President Biden sat down in November, agreed on Blinken's visit, and promised to avoid conflict. But outside of the official communications, you can also hear Chinese experts saying that, again, while claiming the balloon wasn't for spying, American surveillance of China is much more aggressive.
No information yet on whether the trip will be rescheduled. China threatening to take further action following the shooting down of the balloon. A mandatory evacuation order in the Ohio village of East Palestine following a 50-car freight train derailment and massive fire. The town's mayor, Trent Conaway, delivering a message to those who are trying to get close to the site.
It's a dangerous situation. That's why the evacuation notice is still, in place 1 mile around the scene. It's still a very volatile situation. It could turn in an instant, so please just stay out of town.
Firefighters have been unable to get near the fire site due to hazardous material on board. No injuries have been reported. Record cold temperatures in the Northeast taking a deadly turn.
Down trees all over the place. Some of them have been falling onto moving cars. Two of them actually in different towns in Boston. Heartbreaking news to report in Southwick. Officials say a baby in the backseat of one of those cars died from their injuries.
That's Fox Weather's Katie Byrne in Boston. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A California man, Van Roy Smith, has pleaded not guilty in the stabbing murder of cyclist Dr. Michael Mamone. Fox's Christina Coleman with the details from Los Angeles.
The knife that investigators believe was used in this attack was found at the scene, and Dr. Mamone was found in an intersection with severe injuries. Now, his family and friends are coming to terms with this attack. They said Dr. Mamone lived just blocks away from his job and that he would often ride his bicycle to work. He was killed less than a mile away from Providence Mission Hospital in Laguna Beach, where he worked as an ER doctor. A spokesperson for the hospital released a statement saying, quote, "We are stunned by this devastating tragedy. The entire Mission Hospital family is grieving over the loss of an incredible physician and friend." Now, Smith was charged with murder. He pleaded not guilty. He is being held at an Orange County jail.
Smith also faces a sentencing enhancement for the personal use of a deadly weapon. The murder trial of a once prominent attorney accused of killing his wife and youngest son continuing in South Carolina. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
The judge heard testimony from multiple people familiar with the collapse of Alec Murdaugh's financial world. Murdaugh's close friend and attorney Chris Wilson, who worked with him on several cases, says Murdaugh took money from him too.
He said that he admitted to you he had been stealing client money?
Yes, sir.
So he confessed that to you, is that correct?
I said, yeah, he did a lot of people up.
The bookkeeper at the law firm where Murdaugh was once partner testified as to how they discovered diverted funds. Murdaugh initially said he wanted to restructure his fees to put money in his wife's name as he was being sued in connection with his son Paul's boating accident in which a girl was killed. Prosecutors say this all goes to motive in the murders.
LeBron James now 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's NBA career scoring record. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.